Good afternoon. High pressure will dominate the weather once again across interior New York and New England, keeping it dry, but again on the chillier side. Some low to mid-level clouds have hung on tough across parts of interior New York and New England, but even in these places where skies have been mostly cloudy for the first part of the day, we should break through with a decent amount of sunshine for the afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be mostly sunny or a general mix of sunny clouds, which will allow temperatures to climb higher than yesterday's values and mainly in the middle 30s on average for afternoon highs. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight and temperatures will drop back into the upper teens and lower 20s. A weak disturbance will pivot through the region late tonight and early on Monday with a few more clouds and a couple of scattered flurries and snow showers, primarily across the hills and mountains. Otherwise, it'll be dry once again, with highs reaching into the lower 30s again across the region. As we get into the day on Tuesday and that system tracks off the eastern seaboard, we'll have increasing sunshine, maybe a bit cooler but still dry, with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. In fact, a new area of high pressure will build in for the middle of the week on Wednesday with the mostly sunny skies, highs back into the lower 30s, and some clouds will start to mix in on Thursday, but it stays dry with highs in the middle 30s once again. By Friday, a disturbance will approach from the Tennessee and Ohio valleys, so any sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. It should be dry through most, if not the entire day, with rain moving in after dark. It'll be milder, with highs pushing into the lower 40s. The system will make its way through the region on Saturday, which will keep it cloudy with a good chance of rain and highs in the middle 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong system off the southeast coast will result in a high-impact winter storm from extreme northeastern Georgia and northwest South Carolina to central and southern Virginia. Winter storm warnings are in effect from northeast Georgia to central Virginia, and winter weather advisories are extended from central Arkansas to eastern Virginia. Substantial snowfall accumulations are likely across the southern Appalachians and the adjacent Piedmont of North Carolina and south central Virginia, with some accumulations in excess of a foot possible through tonight, where the best low to mid-level forcing becomes established. Travel will be severely affected across much of these areas, and some power outages are likely. Mixed precipitation and wet snow to the south and east of the heaviest snow axis across the coastal plain of the Carolinas and southern Virginia will tend to lower overall accumulations there, but may still disrupt travel. Elsewhere across the nation, dry and cold weather is expected from the Intermountain West to the Ohio Valley and a few snow showers near the Great Lakes in northern New England. Heavy rain and mountain snow will continue across western Washington and Oregon through tomorrow as a cold front approaches from the eastern Pacific. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Pembroke Pines, Florida, to a low of 21 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s, Boston, mostly sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 24. The record high, 62, set in 1966, and the record low, 11 below zero in 1902. Sunrise this morning was at 7:14 a.m., sunset this evening 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A few snow showers in the mountains, otherwise mostly sunny today, with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 30s, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s, partly cloudy tonight with lows near 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds in the lower 30s. Mostly sunny around 30 both Tuesday and Wednesday. Clouds mixing with sunshine again but dry on Thursday in the mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Friday with a chance of showers late in the day, but especially at night. More rain on Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.